We talked enough about the Padres. Let's move on to the Lolita's High School preview, Coach.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Lolita's Student Athletes of the Week, and then we'll get into maybe this game and some of the other games tonight. Boy, we had a couple of really good athletes. You know, Tony, you grew up here in San Diego. I grew up here in San Diego. We're very much in the sports world, and it's really a breath of fresh air every week. And I've said this before, but I really mean it. This time of year, you got all these different playoffs and different sports, and there's so many great athletes to choose from. But the winner for the boys this week is Chris Ostring, the quarterback at Granite Hills High School. Last Friday night in their Division II CIA playoff win, Ostring led the Eagles to that 27-14 win over the Bulldogs of Ramona. The senior signal caller rushed for a career-high 164 yards on 18 carries. He had a four-yard touchdown. He was 13 of 25 through the air for 210 yards and a couple of more scores. Tonight, Granite Hills will host Lincoln in a semifinal matchup, and the winner of that, a trip to the championship game next Friday night right down the street at Southwestern College. And that's a game we'll have right here on 97.3 The Fan. The girls this week, check this one out. I'm sorry Chris isn't here because I know he's a big tennis fan.
Yeah.
But the young lady that wins it this week is a freshman. Her name is Katie Codd for tennis, a Canyon Crest Academy. Check this one out. Last Friday, the Ravens' talented ninth grader won the San Diego Section Girls Singles Championship. It was not easy as Codd had to outlast her own teammate, Irene Wang, 6'4", 2'6", 7'6", 7'4". The match took 3 hours and 30 minutes, including a 90-minute final set.
Wow. So it had to go against her own teammate in the finals. As a true freshman?
As a true freshman.
Wow, that's impressive. That's
very
impressive.
I don't think she redshirted last year. So congratulations to senior quarterback Chris Ostring of Granite Hills High School and to freshman Katie Codd, a tennis player at Canyon Crest Academy. And as we're sitting here right now, the Helix Highlanders disembarking from their bus, heading to their locker room.
This is in our four destinations that we've gone. This is probably my favorite part, watching the teams come off the bus. You get a sense of the intensity that's going to happen on that field
today.
I know
you talked about that at Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines, those guys walked on it. It was like an army. And you got the real sense that they meant business when they got off that bus. Same sense you feel when you see the Helix Highlanders come off their bus. Coach, break down this game for us tonight.
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting game. I think even though Eastlake has won 10 in a row. They won their league championship going away. Their only loss to the Torrey Pines that game one of the year, 13-0. This Helix team, they've had their blips on the radar. You know, they had that big win against Granite Hills the night we were out there. The next week they got beat by a point by Steel Canyon, and they got dropped down to the Division One. I think the key tonight is going to stop that big running back for Helix, Elion Noah. I think there's going to be a great matchup tonight. Their linebacker for Eastlake, who's had an incredible career, and right now I think he's leading the world in tackles. He's got like 172 tackles.
Wow.
Josh McCurdy. I mean, this guy's had an unbelievable career.
Knows for the ball, huh?
Knows for the ball. Big, strong, physical guy at about 230 pounds. I saw him when I was eating dinner with the field hockey team over there. He walked by, and this guy's he spent some time in the weight room. Okay,
clearly.
So I think it's going to be a match of Noah and that offensive line of Helix going against the defensive front of Eastlake. I also think it'll be interesting, kind of a subplot to this game. The quarterback, one of the quarterbacks for Helix, he's a throwing quarterback, Daniel Amon. He was here at Eastlake.
Oh, really?
He was here during the summer at Eastlake, and at the last minute decided to transfer to Helix. Okay?
Wow.
So now he's coming back to his campus. And you know the boys on Eastlake defense are going to want to get after him
100%.
A little bit. And then you've got a sophomore quarterback at Eastlake who's thrown for over 1,800 yards. He was on the JV last year, Richard Colmenero, who's had a really, really nice year. I think with Eastlake, they're going to have a balanced attack tonight. I think they're going to have to be able to run it a little bit, and they're going to have to throw it. The problem throwing it, they're not going to have a whole lot of time because Helix is going to come after him. Helix got an attacking defense. They got two pretty good corners. They got one sophomore that starts at corner, Jaden Brown, who's a good player. You know, you look at these guys when they're sophomores. Oh, I'm going to pick on the sophomore. Well, you know, 2 years later, the guy's like being one of the top recruited guys in the country. Okay, so you know, be careful what you wish for sometimes. But I think it'll be a good game. I remember, and I can't remember the year, but it was the year that Helix won the state title. It might have been 2012. I did the first game of the year. It was Eastlake over at Helix. And Helix was all everything, and boom, and John McFadden was coaching still then. He came in and beat Helix that night, and then Helix rolled off 12 wins in a row and won a state title. So there's some history between these two schools on the gridiron.
Yeah, should be a fantastic game tonight. By the way, that was Coach's High School Athletes of the Week, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food. This is going to be a really, really good game tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to step away. Coach, thank you for coming on. We're going to step away and get, pay some bills here real quick. When we come back, where are we going, Scray, when we come back?
Robbie Owens.
Oh, that's right.